Welcome. You're about to embark on a journey of sound. A sound you can relate to, yet not one often highlighted in a state that boasts of 10,000 lakes and the call of a lonely loon floating across the still waters on a warm summer evening. The sound you'll hear today is the music that penetrates your very soul, the blues. I'm Mr. Jack, and I'll be your host and tour guide as we cruise the Minnesota blues world and the artists who share the healing power of this musical genre. You're listening to Cruising the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack. Welcome aboard. Let's get this cruise underway.
I'd like to introduce you again to this young man who spent many, many years in the Muddy Waters band and has been working on his own for a long time and actually singing with James Cotton recently. This is George Mojo Buford from Minneapolis, one of the living legends of the Chicago blues. Just before we jump in, I'd like to tell you a little story. I used to live in Boston, and I came out to see the Muddy Waters Band in about August 1973. And when I walked in, George says, "Hey, wait right here. Muddy just lost a guitar player last night." And he helped me get into the band, and it changed the rest of my life. I would like to say to this young man in front of all of you, thank you very much, Mojo. You did me a good favor, and I'm mighty proud to be here with him. And I sure wish Muddy Waters was still here in 1998. He passed in 1983, but we miss him, and we'd like to do a couple of Muddy's tunes for you right here and dedicate him to his memory.
Thank you. miss me no more. When I'm leaving early in the morning, your cry won't make me stay. The more you cry, baby, the further you gonna drive me away. I'm leaving early in the morning, and your cry won't make me stay here. Cause the more you cry, baby, the further you gonna drive me away. Somebody take it away from me. You're gonna miss me, pretty baby. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, I'm gonna be around the bus with you. gone. I wonder who, baby, gonna be your sweet man when I'm gone.
George Carter Buford Jr., known in the blues world as Mojo Buford, a name he was awarded because of audiences in Minneapolis, Minnesota who requested him to perform his cover version of Muddy Waters' Got My Mojo Working. Buford had played with Muddy's band back in 1959 replacing Little Walter, but in 1962 moved to Minneapolis to front his own band and to record albums where he recited until his death in 2011. We're paying tribute to this blues man, who was and still is a major part of the blues scene based out of Minnesota. Let's get back to some more music from this blues harp player on our Minnesota Blues Cruise today.
Come on, cool breeze. Let's do the to fool you all night. Let's find somebody to make love to, like these sweet little young girls. I wanna fool you all night.
Listening to Mojo Buford's 1999 album, Home is Where My Harp Is, which was recorded in Minneapolis along with musicians from the Twin Cities. The late Dave Coolbreeze Brown, who fronted the Twin Cities band The Senders, who are still active today, played guitar on half the album. A side note on Dave Brown, I saw him and The Senders play at the Bayfront Blues Festival in Duluth in the early 90s. His stage presence and aura changed my personal performance level in that I saw him as one who truly enjoyed what he was doing. During his lead breaks, he would take center stage and he played his guitar with a look on his face and a smile that said, "I love doing this and I appreciate all you who come out to hear us play." From that day on, I made it my personal mission to make sure when I performed I had a smile on my face and eye contact with the audience. I never got a chance to thank him for this lesson that he unknowingly taught me. Let's get back to some more from this album from the late, great Mojo Buford on Cruisin' the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack.
Thank you.
can't go wrong. Yes, I'm a deep, deep sea diver. I got a stroke and I can't go wrong. Yes, when I dive to the bottom, she said, wind hold out a little too long. Yeah, I got a big, big fat woman. I got a long, tall, lean mama too. If I have. Yeah, ain't gonna tell nobody what this big fat woman can do. Oh, she satisfy my soul.
Listening to Mojo Buford today in his 1999 album Home Is Where My Harp Is. Going back to Buford's history, he returned to Waters Combo back in 1967 for a year, replacing James Cotton. He also had a longer tenure with Waters in the early 70s and returned for a final time after Jerry Portnoy departed to form the legendary blues band. In a 2001 radio interview with Jackie Maddox, Buford talked about how the blues musicians weren't getting paid much in the Twin Cities area. In reply to Maddox's question regarding this topic, Buford replied, "You know, I hate to say it, but they don't pay musicians right here. They don't. That's why I just had to give it up. Not give it up, but I just don't try to get anything going here because you can't make no money. Musicians have to make money nowadays. You know, when I first started out way back there, you go out here and play and make $15 to $20, you'd be happy. But now. Not me. I've played for that, but no, I have to get money now. I draw good, they say. They make a good offer and I go overseas 2 or 3 times a year." That was almost 20 years ago. I hope that has changed today. However, I'm well aware of today's struggle with musicians trying to make it in the music business. You have to love what you do. Here's more music from Mojo Buford.
I'm gonna get me washed up, baby, and teach him to obey only me. Yeah, I'm gonna get me washed up, baby, and teach him to obey only me. Yes, if I'm somewhere on business, he will keep all the wolves away. Yeah, don't be big dog, baby, the biggest one I can find. Oh, I ain't putting up no one inside. Oh, I ain't. Oh, watched all but me. My watchdog for me. Yes, if I catch a wagon's tail of a stranger, I know my baby must be cheating on me. Hey, I don't want nobody that my watchdog for me. My watchdog with me. Yes, I'm gonna make it mean and vicious, mean, 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 but I don't want it.
Heartbreaker from Mojo Buford's 1999 album, My Home Is Where My Harp Is, in which he recorded in Twin Cities using musicians from the area. Another great guitar player featured on the second half of this album is St. Paul's own Dan Schwalbe. I first heard Dan in a Twin Cities band called Blues Deluxe, whom also featured ace harmonica player R.J. Michaud. Schwalbe also formed Rockin' Daddy and the Rough Cuts, which was his band during the time of this Buford recording that we're listening to today. Dan is still playing today and just as smooth as ever. And to this day, Dan Schwalbe's style of playing is one of my biggest influences in my own guitar playing. More now from Mojo Buford on Cruisin' the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack.
Man in the world, you mean?
Oh, standing on the corner, baby, with the tears rolling down my cheek. Hey, standing on the corner, with the tears rolling down my cheeks. Well, I'm standing there watching you, baby, stopping all your old time friends. Well, I know someday, baby, baby, you're gonna want me back again. Oh, baby, someday you're gonna want me back again. It's already on your phone. Love you, baby. Baby, you know I can't hate you now. Oh, the way that I used to love you, baby. Oh, you know I can't hate you now. Yeah, but I sat down and always wonder and think about all the wrong. Don't last always. Oh, 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 oh. Trouble don't last always. Yeah, hey, begin to see the light. That no more dark days.
Been listening to Cruising the Minnesota Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. There's a lot more blues coming from the land of 10,000 lakes. So until next time, share some blues with your friends and support the blues musicians by attending their shows and checking out their material. Thanks for listening.